So here's the third point.
Să vomim neopteamul.
And that is, you need to do your part.
Go
back to Matthew 7. Matthew 7. And read verse 7. Ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Yeah, so you start with the asking. Yeah, asking things in alignment with God. Having faith that able that is able to do it, what you ask. Not obligated, but trusting that He knows best. But it doesn't stop there. The next two points.
دومین نکته‌ای که بهمون میده
imply action.
عمل می‌خواد.
It says seek
جستجو کنید.
And you shall find, knock, and it shall be opened unto you.
بکوبید و باز خواهد شد. جستجو کنید و خواهید یافت.
Yeah, but Jesus is teaching that we need to put action to our prayers.
تو عمل کنید.
You need to take the responsibility for your part.
مسئولیت قسمت خودتون رو خودتون قبول.
When it comes to prayer, some parts it's God's responsibility. Yeah, we're asking Him to do something.
But
there also can be parts that are our responsibility. For example, when we are trying to find a job. Yeah, we pray for this. Yeah, and we're happy to do that. Because that's a good prayer. Yeah, but you don't pray for a job.
اما دعا نمی کنی برای کاری
and then sit home
بعد بمونی خونه
staring at the screen of your phone waiting for somebody call you
تلفنت هی بازی کنی تا منتظرش تلفن زنگ
بخوری you don't say oh I asked a person 2 weeks ago and he would look out for something
می کنه برام یه چیزی خبر بهم میده
and you're sitting home
بعد نشستم تو خونه منتظرم
trying to achieve a new record with a game you're playing on your phone
رکورد جدید داری میزنی بابا
waiting for a response
منتظر جواب اون رکوردی
when you pray for a full time job
وقتی دعا میکنی
then your responsibility is to go out there and spend the time of a full-time job to find that job. Yeah. Yes, ask God, bring that request. But He also said, seek and knock. Now, here's how it works.
Lord,
I need a job. Give me a job. And then you get up in the morning at a time you otherwise would have woken up for a job. And you go looking for a job till you have one. Oh, but it's impossible to find a job. My situation is different. It's impossible. Okay. Then you're not praying with faith. You're not praying believing that God actually can do it. You need to trust that God can provide that job. But also, you need to do your part and get out and search for that job. God, I'm praying for the people of Iran. I want them to get to know you. Yeah, we prayed for people to get saved before the service. Yeah. Pray for my family and they get saved. Oh, that's great. We will do that. Yeah? But what are you doing about it? Yeah. What is your responsibility in this? Are you sharing the good news? I can't. Okay. What about start and get trained then? Yeah. You can join us and you get trained sharing the gospel. In Athens. What about sharing the gospel with your family in Iran?
Yeah.
Put feet to your prayers.
پا بذاریم برای دعا.
Go knock that door.
بدون پا فایده نداره.
Yeah, we need to take responsibility for our part.
کار خودتون رو انجام بدید. وظیفه خودتون رو انجام بدید.
Yeah, you don't have to ask have a new prayer to ask God for guidance on what you should be doing.
لازم نیست دعایی بکنید که خداوند
چیکار باید بکنه. He has already told you.
چون بهتون گفته بشارت بدید.
Yeah, so that you need to go out and share the gospel. Yeah. Sometimes we don't need to pray. Because it's already clear what the right action is.
چون جوابشو میدونیم راهشو بلدیم.
You need to act.
باید عمل کنیم حالا.
Here's an example.
یه نمونه دیگه.
Go to Joshua chapter 7. And this is just after the story where the Israelites are entering the promised land. They had this battle against Jericho. They had won this battle. God had given them the victory. And Jericho was a great city, high walls. But they conquered it with God's help.
So
then the next city was Ai, a small city. Yeah, they didn't even bother to send an army because it was so insignificant. Yeah, but something goes wrong. They lose. People get killed, they had to flee. Now, Joshua is completely like baffled. He goes before the ark of the Lord. Yeah, he presents himself before God. He lays with his face on the ground all day. The elders put ash on their heads. He's in sorrow, pleading with God. God, our enemies are destroying us. We should have stayed on the other side. God, everybody will hear and they will destroy us. Yeah, what will you do for your great name? So that's what Joshua is doing. Now listen to what the answer of God is to Joshua. And it's in Joshua 7 and read verses 10 to 12. And the Lord said unto Joshua, get thee up. Wherefore liest thou thus upon thy face? Israel hath sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant which I commanded them, for they have even taken of the accursed thing, and have also stolen and dissembled also, and they have put it even among their own stuff. Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies, because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you anymore, except you destroy the accursed from among you.
خداوند به یوشع فرمود برخیز. چرا این چنین به روی در افتادی؟ اسرائیل گناه ورزیده است. آنان از عهدی که ایشان را بدان امر فرمودم تجاوز کردند و از چیزهای حرام برداشته دزدی کردند و دروغ گفتند و فریبکارانه رفتار کرده. آنها را در میان اسباب خیش گذاشتند. از این روز که بنی اسرائیل را یارای ایستادگی در برابر دشمنان نیست. آنان در برابر دشمن عقب نشینی کردند زیرا حرام شدند. اگر چیزهای حرام را از میان خود نابود نکنید من دیگر با شما نخواهم بود.
Yeah, so what was the problem? They were specifically told that they could not take anything of the bounty of Jericho. Yet Achan he went against that. And he took stuff, he hid it under his tent, and that's the reason why they lost the battle. Now, was this a time for more prayer? No, God tells Joshua, hey, get off the ground. Stop moaning in a sense, yeah? Get on your feet. Yeah? You need to deal with this problem. Action is needed. Israel has sinned. Yeah, therefore Israel cannot stand against his enemies. And of course, we know that Joshua dealt with the situation. And Achan gets executed, basically. Yeah, when it's clear what God wants you to do. Yeah, when he already has spoken and given the direction, you just need to go and do it. Put feet to your prayer. Yeah, you pray for loved ones to get saved.
Oh,
he has put you there to share the good news to them. So, how do we receive answers to our prayers? Yeah, we need to ask. We need to ask according to his will. We need to ask things that align with what God wants. We need to ask with faith, believing that he's able, trusting him with the answer. And also we need to seek and knock, take action, taking responsibility for our part. And here's the last point in regards to getting our prayers answered. And that is our relationship with God. Go to John 15, verse 7. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Yeah, so if you do this, to what? Abide in me, my words abide in you, then when you ask, it shall be done to you. There's a link between your relationship with Christ and your prayers getting answered. Oh, my prayers are not getting answered. Now, maybe it's because you're not a very good Christian. You don't go to church. You don't pray. You don't read your Bible. You don't tithe. You do not do what God tells you to do. And then you expect Him to answer all your prayers. But the Bible says there's a link between you abiding in Christ. Yeah, the word of God abiding in you and you receiving the answers to your prayers. Go to Psalm 60, 66 verse 18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Yeah, if you're living a life of sin, if you are living in sin, you're not abiding in Christ, yeah, the word of God is not abiding in you, it says, the Lord will not hear me. Let that sink in. Yeah, go to Isaiah. Isaiah 59:2. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid His face from you, that He will not hear. Isaiah 59:2.
بلکه تقصیرات شما میان شما و خدایتان جدایی افکنده است و گناهانتان روی او را از شما نهان ساخته است تا نشنود.
Yeah, your sin can stand in the way of your prayers being answered. Go to 1 John 3, verse 22. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight.
First John 3:22.
We love how this starts. Whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him. Yeah? But there's a second part. Because yeah, we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. Yeah? Your relationship with Christ affects your prayers being answered. And guess what? When you are not right with others, you cannot be right with Christ either. They go together. Yeah, Mark 12, 29-31. And we all know this. Yeah, and Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandment is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all their heart and with all their soul and with all their mind and with all their strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these.
و خداوند خدای خود را به تمامی دل و تمامی جان و تمامی فکر و تمامی قدرت خود محبت نما که اولین از احکام این است و دوم مثل اولین است که همسایه خود را چون خود محبت نما بزرگتر از این دو حکمی نیست.
Why are these like each other, these two? Because if you love God, then you also love your neighbor. Yeah, if you do not love your neighbor, yeah, it shows there's a problem in your heart. It shows that you don't love God. That Christ is not abiding in you. Yeah, that's why there's also a relationship between your prayer being answered and the situation in your marriage. Go to 1 Peter 3:7. Likewise, you husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of grace of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Yeah, and marriage where there's continually fighting and strife and trouble. Yeah, there the prayers will be hindered.
Yeah?
Our husband.
شوهران.
Yeah, you do not treat your wife as she is to be treated. You don't honor her as she should be honored.
Yeah,
your prayers can be hindered because of it. Oh, wife. You think you can live in rebellion against your husband, not submitting to his leadership, that this is without consequences? No. It is a sin, and it can be the cause of your prayers being hindered. Yeah, it is, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Yeah, so how do we receive the things we want? How do we receive our requests that we have from God? Now we need to start with asking. Yeah, prayer is always is asking and receiving. But we need to ask according to His will. We need to ask for appropriate things. Second, we need to ask with faith. Believing that God is able to answer prayers. And it goes together with trusting that God knows what is best. Yeah, that we leave the answer part to God. Thirdly, how do we get our answers prayed? Yeah, that we take our responsibility, that we put hand and feet to our prayers. And lastly, yeah, how do we get our prayers answered? Having a right relationship with God. Because our relationship with Christ affects our prayers being answered. When we abide in Him and when His word abide in us, then we have the things we ask for. Let us pray. Lord, we are so privileged that we can come to you in prayer. Lord, I pray for everybody here, Lord, that we have learned and pray more than we did before we started with the series. Lord, it's such a powerful tool you've given us that we can just come to you, bring whatever is on our hearts to you, and Lord, that we know you're here and we know your answer, and that you want us to do that. So Lord, help us to pray rightly, and Lord, I pray for the answers of the prayers we have, and in all these things, that your will be done, that you be glorified, let your kingdom come, let your will be done. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.